There's a number of groups from sub-aqua clubs to emergency responders, and also done the mountain rescue team as well. So these groups, a lot of them volunteers, a lot of them working really, really hard. And I suppose the geographical terrain in Donegal, from a lot of coastal areas, a lot of beach territory and a lot of mountains, it's important that we have that type of service and that type of vigilance as well. And as tourism numbers increases as well, there is a need for investment. So I'm delighted that Minister Ring has given the second highest allocation of his funding to Donegal, a county with a rich history and a rich tradition of ensuring that when people get into a vulnerable position, that there are people that are ready to deal with it.
And these groups are essential within the community in Donegal, so this funding is much welcome to help them carry out the best work they can.
Yeah, and I suppose what these groups do as well, they don't work in silos. They work very much in partnership with other groups, be it the RNLA or be it the Coast Guards, or other emergency services as well, like the ambulance crews, the different paramedics and HSE. So they're very, very much on the ground, and they're critical to our overall emergency response. And certainly at a community level, when you see these people and these groups in operation, it just shows you how valuable and invaluable the work is. And I'm delighted that the groups that did get funding have got that acknowledgement for the work that they're doing. And no doubt there will be other groups at different times will be looking for funding. And if they were unsuccessful this time, it's important that they get looked after the next time.